Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it started. Indeed, this is Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez right here on the online radio platform known as Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. And yes, this is Welcome to the Spotlight. This is the show where we get a chance to spotlight those people out there that's doing good things out in the community or doing good things out in the world. I like to be able to put the spotlight on them because it's always good for other people to find out what you're up to or find out what you're doing, especially when it's a good thing. So today we're going to be talking to Diesel Pestai. I hope I'm saying his name right, Diesel Pestai, from the Motor City Black Age of Comics and Manga Convention. I always got to make sure I get my wording correctly. So yeah, we're going to be talking to Diesel Pestai from the Motor City Black Age of Comics and Manga Convention. Want to get into a lot of things with him. I want to actually learn more about the Motor City Black Age of Comics. I've never heard of the Motor City Black Age of Comics, so I'm definitely intrigued. I'm definitely open to learning more about that. And I definitely want to know about what's going on with this convention that they have coming up relatively soon. So right now we're just waiting on Mr. Pestai to call in. And once Mr. Pestai calls into the show, we're going to bring him on the platform. But again, if you're someone out there and you have something going on, whether it's an event, whether it's something you're doing for the community, whether it's just something that you want to get off your chest, this is Welcome to the Spotlight. And we'll put the spotlight on you to come on here and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Because we are Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash for a reason. We got a lot of stuff going on with this platform. Tonight we got two good shows following this show. We have the debut of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast hosted by Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz. That will be coming on at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. That show will be aired. And I know he has a lot to talk about tonight, especially after Super Showdown WWE. Pay-per-view just took place not too long ago, and a lot of people are pretty ticked off that Bill Goldberg is your new Universal Champion. So I know Southwest will dive into that. And then you got the Gorilla Position coming up at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's with Steve Aird and the Macho Ghost, which is always a fine show. So definitely tune into that tonight. We got a lot of stuff going on here. We're busy. We're trying to stay out of trouble, okay? This radio stuff is helping me stay out of trouble because trouble is always out there. And again, we're just waiting on Mr. Pestai to call in because we want to talk to him tonight about comics and specifically about the Motor City Black Age of Comics. So once Mr. Pestai calls in, we're going to get into this interview. Hey, okay, there he is. He actually just called in into the program. And let me say this. No one has to support your platform. No one has to accept your invitation. You know, it could be an invitation to a birthday party. It could be an invitation to a graduation. It could be an invitation to any type of celebration. So no one has to accept or support your platform. So I definitely appreciate Mr. Pestai, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. I appreciate him for believing in this platform enough to come on and talk about the Motor City Black Age of Comics and the manga convention, if I'm saying that correctly. Okay. So I won't talk too long. We're going to bring him on right now. But before we do that, we want to give him a proper intro, okay? We want to give Mr. Pestire a proper intro. So after the intro, we're going to bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are listening to this show tonight, welcome to the spotlight. We'd like to welcome Mr. Diesel Pestai of the Motor City Black Age of Comics and Manga Convention to the show. Are you there?
Hey, yes.
How you doing?
Me on.
Oh, no problem. Finally, it's finally good to actually talk to you, hear your voice. I know. We had some things scheduled in the summer, and it's kind of my fault we never had an earlier interview with you, so I apologize about that on air.
No, life happens. We're making progress through this year. So I wanted to get on the show and talk about Motor City Black Age and also make the connection between the comic book and manga. Mm-hmm. The crowd with professional wrestling, because to be honest, it's almost the same thing. And in some genres, there is comic books about wrestling, and then there's wrestlers that mimic comic books or manga.
Yes, absolutely.
But I just want to let you know, I know I've been on your head too. You know, I've been kind of pesky. Actually, my last name is actually Pesty. That's a good way to remember it.
Pesty?
Yeah, he's very pesty.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I had a feeling I was messing up the name. I got that problem bad, man. I mess up people's names. So I had a feeling I was messing it up. So I'm glad you corrected me.
Oh, no, it's cool, man. That's like the closest one I've ever heard. I've got Pesty. I got Pettis. I got Pesci.
Oh, man.
Like, just put extra words in there.
Gotcha. All right. I know we only got a short time with you tonight, but before we get into the convention and things of that nature and what's going on with that, could you tell me how you got started with the Motor City Black Age of Comics and manga? How did you get started with that?
Well, at first I was looking for a platform of trying to get my art and my writing out there. So I was looking up things that was going on in Detroit and nearby. Couple of friends, I got some artist friends, and I fancy myself as a writer, and we're out there looking. So I stumbled upon Andre Batt's convention, which is Motor City Black Age. Now, it's been around for 12 years, this is going to be the 11th installment of the con. We took a break last year to reinvent. Mm-hmm. That's 2018 is when I got involved.
Okay.
Through a group called Detroit Tradecraft. And then a network of artists and writers and animators here stationed right here in Detroit. People that have worked for Marvel, DC, it has done some writing from them, some line works, art, characters such as Spider-Man, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So by being connected to that group, Andre Batt was connected. So me going to his con and not knowing him personally, I got a chance to meet him.
Yeah.
So me being from the younger generation, and liking manga and anime and stuff like that, that's what the kids, I don't know if that's myself as a kid, you know, I'm 30 years old, but that's what they tend to like. They tend to like manga stuff. So we introduced it, we took a break, so we can do it right and show it justice. We've added cosplay. We are giving a shine to the black artist, the black writer, the black cosplay.
Wow. Wow. Now that all sounds good. Now, is this are the characters, are they just are they African or black characters in the comics?
So a lot of the characters are black, but there are characters of every the descendants. So you have white characters, you have black characters. You got black artists that write stories about Caucasian heroes, and you have white artists that write about black heroes. This con isn't exclusive, it's inclusive. It's just to put the black artists and writers on a platform and showcase them, because sometimes they don't get that end result. We also have guests that are multicultural, multicolored, multiracial, black, white. It's going to be a fun event.
Oh, okay.
And
awesome.
It's going
to... I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the time frame is going to range from about 10 a.m. to about 12 midnight. There's going to be an after party going on, which is we call it a blurred house party. It's going to be cosplayer thing that we have a DJ that had this miraculous setup at YumaCon. It's a local convention here. Well, it's in Michigan. It's one of the biggest ones. It takes over Kobo, Renaissance, Crown Plaza, and it's upwards of 50,000 people going around dressed up, having fun. And I've never experienced a crowd like that. It was my first time being involved in some of that. No hate, no anger, no violence. It was all fun. Right. You see people every shade of color. You seen the people that's in the hood, and then you seen the nerds, the accountings and stuff that were just all blended together. It was a great experience. And we're doing a promo shoot tonight to promote that DJ, because he's going to be a part of the after party, the blurred house party. And we're going to drop some art for that very shortly.
Wow. So y'all really going all out for this event. Like, honestly, like, I'm not going to lie to you. This is the first time when you had told me about it. This was the first time I ever heard of it. And I like comics. You know, I wasn't always a comic fan, you know, but I over the last few years, I began to appreciate it, you know. And I'm definitely interested in possibly coming out, checking it out with you all if my time permits. Were you going to say something?
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that you come out and support. There are a lot of people out there that haven't heard about it. And Andre, he's trying to get hit with the times, but this young crowd is coming in and it's helping. It's all based on volunteer basis because the love of comics, the love of cosplay, the love of just the art and the community that we're building and the image that we're trying to portray and become, actually, it's starting to seep into people's bones. So when you go to somebody and say, hey, I want to do X, Y, and Z, usually somebody got their hand out. But if you tell them your dream and they buy into it and it becomes their dream too to see this thing go to the next level, and you work with people that are just doing it for the love of it, it's just fun. I'm almost on the phone with somebody every day talking about the event, talking about what's next, how we're going to make this a bigger thing.
Right.
So we're building a platform, a team. It's like getting Avengers together to go take over something, man.
I'm liking what you're saying, because networking is a beautiful thing, and sometimes it's not always about money and this and that. You know, just the networking and working together, because eventually, like, you go get your blessings. That's what I believe. Eventually, if you're doing something for free, if you're doing it for the love of it, eventually, like, your reward is going to come with your hard work. Where do you see this going? You know, I hate saying this cliche question, but I'm gonna give you the cliche question. Where do you see this event going in the next 5 years, if you can even look that far?
Well, we've been around. This convention has been around for 11 years. There are brand new cons that are making leeway because they have the right marketing strategy, the right promotion, and with the history of this and the people knowing the creator and how they support him, all he needs is a good marketing team and a good street team to push out to be for it. I can see it being big as Comic-Con. I can see it being big as Yuma-Con here. BlurredCon is one of the ones that's out in, out there, and WakandaCon, that's blowing up. I see it being a big platform for somebody to come enjoy, because not only is it a comic book and manga convention, it's like no other comic book and manga convention. Going to see what you're going to see. You're going to see martial arts demonstrations. You're going to see live nerd, when they call it nerdcore hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So the context of it is based around nerd culture, where it can be video games, manga, anime, technology. It's based around that. So that's where it gets started. And it's fun music. So when you go in the middle, this is all based in the middle of the con while it's happening. So while you're buying something, there's actually a party all day going on.
Yeah.
So it's a vibe that you can't escape. It's something different. it might throw you off a little bit, but you're going to be like, I like this. And we just amplifying it to the next level.
That's good, man. You get me jacked up. But, you know, sometimes biting a piece of something different is a good thing sometimes. You know, you want to experience, you want to try to experience as much as possible, if I can get my words correct. But, and I think this is a good thing to go experience, and I hope people go out to it. Now, I want to shift a little bit. What is it about the comic book fraternity that makes it such a tight-knit group? You think you can elaborate on that? Because it seems as if, even with, like you say, the wrestling community is pretty tight, you know, and I see that with the comic book community. Why is it such a tight-knit circle?
It's a fraternity / sorority. If you don't know certain people, it's kind of hard to get in. But, and mind you, I'm still kind of on the back end of tapping into these resources. But to be honest, if you reach out to these people and you get a vibe, you can open up a conversation. I've opened up conversations with people. I might have beginner's luck, but conversations such as Nick Ivey, which he just had an interview with Sci-Fi. Nick Draper Ivey, conversations with Felipe Smith, the creator of the new Ghost Rider, Robert Reyes. So these people, like, people couldn't get in contact with them. And I'm messaging them here and there every day. We even switch emails. We got phone numbers. You know, we have our conversations. So all you got to do is reach out. And you just don't cast a big net. And you're going to grab some attention. And then somebody that's already in there, it's 6 degrees of separation once you're in there.
Yep.
So this person's going to know this person. They know this person. But it has to be a tight-knit group, just like anything. You know, when people were growing up, they were considered nerds or whatever. So the nerds hang out with the nerds, the jock hangs out with the jocks. But those lines have blurred over the past year, you know, past decades. You see people in nerd culture that you'd be like, whoa, what are you doing here? There are some people who are afraid to step out the box and
they
be
are.
Like, you know, I like this.
Yeah.
So for the longest, when I was younger, I promoted I liked wrestling. When I got to a certain point growing up in the city of Detroit, you know, you got to have a certain caliber of toughness with you, and you can't let people know that you like certain things, because you get made fun of and stuff like that. You don't want to be that. But when I got up in age, you know, I was just like, I love wrestling. I love comic books. I want to learn how to skateboard and roller skate. And I'm afraid of hurting myself. Now I should wish I did it when I was younger, because I could have healed like a Wolverine.
Right, because you know what's funny about what you just said? It's a lot of people like under the cover. You know, they dib and dab into that kind of stuff. You know, the comic books, like you said, even for our culture, you know, they dib and dab into the rock music, even pop music. there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that people are afraid to talk about, you know. So I agree. Go ahead.
With the younger generation, man, I see no fear in them of liking what they're liking. You can't box them in. They like hip hop. They like emo music. They like the stuff that we're afraid of. They're dressing. Put it this way: all the cool kids are dressing like the nerdy kid when we grew up. You know, they have these tight pants. They're flooding. They got the Bart Simpson nappy hair. That's the way you gotta dress.
Exactly.
And they wear it with a proud sense. Like,
they
you see the internet try to bash them, but they still doing it. They still themselves. They're making it look good. It's the cool thing to do. Honestly, being a nerd is the cool thing.
Who would have thunk it? You know, you look, and I'm being silly now. You look back at these the TV show Family Matters, Urkel. You know, you look at Screech. You know, from Saved by the Bell. Like growing up, it wasn't cool. To be a nerd, you know, like you say, it wasn't cool to be a nerd, but nowadays, like, people are really rocking that nerd swag, and people are really digging it. So yeah, I agree with you, man. I wasn't expecting you to bring that up, but yeah, I agree with you 100% on that.
I think it's empowerment. Everybody gets a little more empowered by it. But back to that thing saying why there is a tight knit group, you still got the people in the community like, hey, you know. You wasn't rocking with me in, you know, high school. You made fun of me. Now you're asking me anime and manga questions. Or you're asking me about wrestling. Nah. So the difference is now is people are more open to showcase. With other comic book places, but they're still tight-knit groups.
Right.
We as black cosplayers, we as black writers, we take part of something elsewhere in other conventions, but it's not, we're not a part of it. We're just taking part of it, if you get what I'm saying.
I do.
So this is made for us, to celebrate us. This is to uplift us. This is to give us a platform of bring your weirdness, bring your awkwardness, bring your dopest outfit, bring your coolest art, bring everything, and you will be praised for it. You'll be put on a higher level. Bring your fandom. Because there is no difference between a fanatic, a sports fan, to a comic book nerd. The fandom is the same. The love for your craft or the love for your sport or your entertainment is still that strong. That's what we share.
Absolutely. Hey, man. That's real talk. That's real talk. We got about, fortunately, we got about 4 minutes to go because this was a half hour show today. We got about four minutes to go. I want to, if you don't mind, if I could shift, I want to ask you one wrestling question, if that's okay, and then I want you to wrap things up, say your last minute things regarding the convention. But I don't know if you've been following wrestling as of late, but what do you think about Goldberg winning that championship today?
You know what? That's why I was a couple of minutes late calling you, because I was I was catching up. It was time for the Fiend to lose. It wasn't time for the Fiend to lose. The Fiend shouldn't have lost. If anything, we could have built something way different than that. I'm let down, and I'm not intrigued on what's going to happen next. Goldberg and my daughter loves him. She got hip to him when he came back to fight Brock, and she's like, who's this guy? And I showed her all his old matches from WCW and even his tenure in WWE in the early days. And she's 8, 9. She's like, where's Goldberg? Oh, he's back. She's in Wales. I can't really say nothing about her hero, but you know, everybody got their hero. But Goldberg is a dope guy. I don't think he should have took it from the fan, though.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not mad at Goldberg, but I'm just mad at the office. Like, how can you this? I know fans, we get bent out of shape, but sometimes I just ignore things. But this today kind of pissed me off because I feel like this is unacceptable. Like, come on, you know, like. Like Bray Wyatt should actually want to lead a company at this point, because I don't know what they're thinking back there. I just don't know what they're thinking. But
I don't know. I just hope all the Fiend stuff belongs to Bray Wyatt and he can take it somewhere, take it elsewhere, because he deserved more than that.
Absolutely. All right. Final 2 minutes before we go, just want to put the spotlight back on you. If you want to say any last minute things regarding yourself or last minute things regarding the convention or anything else you may have going on, just want to put the spotlight on you if you want to take advantage of that.
Oh, yes. So my name is Daryl Pasty. I'm a part of Motor City Black Age and Detroit Tradecraft. We will put an event on June 13th, Saturday. It's going to be a part of a Juneteenth celebration. So come on out. It's going to be at the Northwestern Activity Center. It's going to be all day fun, all day event. There's going to be food. There's going to be games. There's going to be contests. There's going to be a party. Come out and enjoy. Also, we have a fundraiser on Facebook. We are trying to get more celebrity guests with keeping the price $5 as an entry. The event, Motor City Black Age Comics and Manga, is $5. But everything, all the entertainment you're going to get, $5. But to keep that price that low, we have to do fundraisers. So look us up on Facebook, Motor City Black Age Fundraiser for manga guests, and donate, whether it's $1, $5. I know it's a lot of tax money floating around still. You know, drop some change in the purse.
For sure.
But, yeah, thank you for having me on.
No doubt. And once again, I appreciate you coming on to the show and trusting this platform to talk about the good things that you got going on out there. And then definitely, hopefully you can come back on again when the time is right, all right?
Cool. Thank you, Martez. Have a good day.
Hey, bless you, man, and I really enjoyed this. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was a great conversation that we had with Diesel Pasty. I think I said it right, Diesel Pasty. You never know how an interview would go, especially when you haven't really talked to the person on previous occasions. So I'm always thankful to God that these interviews go well and the chemistry is there. So I want to thank him for coming on. And make sure you all check that out, the Motor City Black Age of Comics and Manga Convention. It seems like it's going to be an awesome event. You know, I'm going to try to make it. If my schedule allows it, I'm going to try to make it just out of sure support. You know, but most of the time I have stuff going on, but I really want to start being more free to support other people, you know, and to support their dreams and their vision. All right, so this was Welcome to the Spotlight with Martez right here on this online platform called Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to do the show on here. God bless everybody. I mean, we always say God bless, you know, but do we really mean it? Sometimes I ask myself, do I really mean it? But yeah, God bless everybody because it's wild out there. It's a wild world we're living in. It's going to stay wild. But make sure you find some peace within your heart, within your mind. And that's it. We out. Coming up next is the Southwest Texan with his debut show. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is coming up next at 6:30 in about 90 seconds. So stick around and listen to that show. And then at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the Gorilla Position with Steve Aaron and the Macho Ghost. So we got a lot of shows tonight. Thank you for listening, and we are officially out.